In CI news this week, peers warn the government against regressive abortion measures. The Scottish Parliament votes against a bill to criminalise the purchase of sex. And a detransitioner who was given a double mastectomy at 16 is awarded $2 million in compensation. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 6th of February. I'm Anna Prodan. Members of the House of Lords have condemned a move to allow women to kill their unborn babies at any stage of pregnancy. During a debate on Monday, peers called for an abortion up to birth clause in the Crime and Policing Bill to be overturned, calling it ill-considered and regressive. Members also pressed for the reinstatement of mandatory in-person consultations before abortion pills can be prescribed.
There is, I think, a supreme irony that those who claim to support legal abortion on the basis that the alternative would be unsafe, illegal abortions, are now proposing that women can perform these illegal abortions. I mean, abortions outside of the terms of the Abortion Act in an unsafe environment. This law change would effectively reintroduce backstreet abortion.
If this bill is passed and a mother chooses to terminate her baby other than as provided for in the Abortion Act, she won't be prosecuted. She may have been coerced into it, as we've heard at length, for a variety of reasons, but she may die despite being decriminalised. She may die, or she may face life-changing injuries.
Abortion isn't just a medical procedure. It's not just about choice. It ends the life of a nascent human being. It's what Viscount Hailsham said very early in our debate is about the sanctity of human life.
The Scottish Parliament has voted to block a bill to criminalise the purchase of sex. MSPs rejected Ash Regan's Prostitution Offences and Support Bill by 64 votes to 54 at stage one. The proposals aimed to reduce demand by criminalising the purchase of sex, but had been criticised for intending to decriminalise the supply side. The government did not support the bill, but six SNP members defied the party whip to vote in favour. Our policy researcher Jenny Olson said she hopes MSPs will do more to tackle prostitution after the next election.
There will be a lot of disappointment in Scotland that Ash Regan's bill didn't pass its stage one vote this week. The bill received a lot of unfounded criticism from the pro-prostitution lobby in the lead up to this vote, and some of those arguments have been echoed across the media. A number of pro-prostitution lobby groups are linked directly with sex traffickers, and indirectly too, who claim criminalising sex buyers would leave women less safe. The bill also received criticism from the Scottish Government on matters surrounding enforcement. Looking ahead, it's essential that the Scottish Parliament does not pander to the pro-prostitution lobby, especially those groups with links to traffickers advocating for policies that would actually increase harm. Instead, what would be better is re-evaluating the bill, potentially bringing it back in a much stronger form in the next parliamentary session.
An honorary canon at Chelmsford Cathedral has resigned over its use of the controversial prayers of love and faith. Reverend John Dunnett said it was impossible to fulfil his role while keeping his integrity when the cathedral is using the prayers which bless the relationships of same-sex couples against the teachings of Scripture. When the cathedral first used the prayers last November, the Diocese Evangelical Network wrote to the bishop and dean, expressing profound concern, and asked them to reconsider. In January, the dean responded, but refused to make any change. Reverend Dunnett said he did not take the decision to resign from being an honorary canon lightly or enthusiastically. He explained it had been a privilege to have carried this honour over the last few years. However, the Dean and Chapter's decision to use the prayers of love and faith at Chelmsford Cathedral has alienated many of us who hold to the historic and biblical Anglican doctrine. And finally, an autistic woman who had her breast removed at 16 by doctors attempting to make her look like a man has been awarded $2 million in compensation. In the first verdict of its kind, Fox Varian was given $1.6 million for pain and suffering and $400,000 for future medical expenses. The 22-year-old was diagnosed with autism at 14 and struggled with anxiety, depression and an eating disorder. The following year, she started questioning her gender, although months before surgery, she reportedly said she was still unsure of her gender identity. The detransitioner told the court that she quickly realised the procedure had been a mistake. "I immediately had a thought that this was wrong and it couldn't be true. It's hard to face that you're disfigured for life." To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.